Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, KMX. How are you today? Good, if not great, if not fantastic, if not phenomenal. It's your host with the most, Kamal J. Pryor, a.k.a. Quiz, founder and CEO of Quizmatics, Inc., social media professionals team, Quizmatics, KMX for short. And welcome to another positive and empowering WKMX Positive Power Meeting. And here on our Quizcast, this is our KMX morning meeting for the success-minded entrepreneur. Let's get things started bright and early here in the morning. Have you started your day in a positive way? Have you started your day in a positive way? And when I ask that question, what comes to mind when you think about a positive way to have started your day? Or, you know, well, we'll let you guys think about that for a moment. In the meanwhile, let me go to our call lines, open them up here, bring in Ms. Barb Palmer. Good morning, Barb. Have you started your day in a positive way?
I sure have, and thank you for asking, and good morning.
Good morning to you as well, Barb. It's always a pleasure being able to meet with you here on a Positive Power Meeting each morning. And how's your day started so far, Barb?
Positive.
That's affirmative. It started out positive. Of course, it started out, I'm grateful, Barb. I just wanted to share that with you. I'm grateful this morning.
Thank you.
Do you know the reason why I'm grateful?
Yes, because you woke up, right?
Absolutely. I'm grateful for another opportunity at a fantastic life and, another phenomenal opportunity to be able to have great friends, colleagues, and people of value like yourself and all of the other members of KMX and all of my other different associates and partners out there. And it's just awesome to be able to, wake up and be able to know that we have another day to get out there and get things going. So, Barb, thank you for joining us here. You could have been anywhere in the world, chose to be right here with us. So without further ado or any delay, first act of success throughout the course of each and every day. Simple, waking up with a purpose, and connecting with our purpose is just a great thing, to be able to appreciate the day. So I guess does that explain the reason why I'm grateful this morning, Barb?
Yes, it does.
It's a great day. It's a great day, everybody. So welcome to the WKMX Positive Power Meeting. And with that being said, let's get connected with our personal MVP. I like to talk about the MVP because each of us has the MVP, and that MVP is right there inside of us. So, connecting with our MVP is always a great thing. Have you ever looked at your MVP, now that you know a little bit more about your MVP, Barb? Have you ever looked at your MVP and just been like, wow, you've really come a long way? Have you ever taken a look at the progress of your personal MVP?
Yes, I look at it all the time.
Yeah, and it's rather impressive when you start to look at it. When your personal MVP is, you can acknowledge all of the great situations that they've been there for you through. So right now I'm going to go to the mirror. Right, something I've said on a program before is one of my favorite places to go. Feel free to join us and take a walk over to the mirror and I have some wonderful theme music to set the mood. Shall I engage in a theme music, Barb?
Yes, I will.
All right. And I will share with all of you people listening to the Positive Power Meeting this wonderful morning. So here we go. And if you have joined us on this walk to the mirror, we are now face to face with our personal MVP. This is the most valuable person in our lives, and this person is always there for us no matter where we go. They're there for us. We're there for them. And, you know, giving them the value and validation, you know, that's really also a very important thing to remember, you know, where you've come from, where you're going to go, and be able to, you know, they say the eyes are the window to the soul, to be able to take an honest look at yourself and, you know, get yourself together and affirm some of the great things that you've accomplished and some of the reasons why it's just awesome to be the person that you are. So when you take a look at that person staring back at you in a mirror, that person right there is ultimately, you know, their actions, you know, what happens with them is your responsibility. So being accountable for how you feel about that person and how you should feel about that person is probably pretty appreciative. They've been through a lot. You know, there are a lot of scenarios, a lot of situations that we've all come through and been through in life as we progress. But through all of that, that person staring back at us in that mirror, that person is the person that's been through all of it with us, and they're connected to us, and they are us. So, you know, when we want to see better for them, you know, we just have to be a little bit better for them. And sometimes it just takes, you know, connecting with yourself, and it's really a positive and reassuring thing when you know how to connect with yourself in a daily way to build up the that person that is our personal MVP and a person whose opinion of us matters the most, because their opinion of us is it really shapes their actions. So, you know, actions follow thought. Does that make sense, Barb, to you?
Yes, it does.
Yeah.
Yes, our actions determine. I'm sorry.
Yeah, our thoughts, you're right. You know, our actions are determined by
our actions.
Yeah. So that's absolutely right. So we can start right here. It's a great place. It's the most important place. It's the foundation for everything right here. And the proper way to communicate with ourselves and get ourselves in the absolute optimal operating, the most efficient mode that we are in is one where we have, you know, positivity and confidence, you know, in our own personal ability. And it just starts with just being able to smile. So right now, I would encourage you to take a look at that personal MVP of yours, lock eyes with them, the eyes are the window to the soul, and I want you just to communicate, say the most positive and most powerful words that you're never going to say, and all you have to do is just simply smile. Just simply smile. And now, as you have that smile, and you start to absorb that wonderful feeling that a smile brings to you personally. I mean, you really feel it. It's a physical feeling. So as you start to absorb that positive energy from that smile, I'm going to ask you again, have you started your day in a positive way? And now connect this. Connect that warm feeling that you have right now with the smile on your face, in all of its expression, all of its infinite meaning and interpretation, all of which is positive and powerful, and you can physically feel it, connect that with that question, have you started your day in a positive way? When you start your day, is this the way that you're supposed to feel? Connected with yourself. Content within yourself, appreciative of yourself and your opportunity, and happy. A smile communicates a message of happiness, of joy, you know, of how you feel about yourself, how you feel about life, how warm you are, how friendly you are. You know, it says, I see something interesting or fascinating in you. It says so many great and wonderful things. So a smile is really one of the greatest pieces of communication, one of the greatest expressions of communication that we actually have to express. And being able to express that and share that with ourselves, be able to feel that power for ourselves, and then start to realize the connection, the intimate connection that we have with ourselves is really one of the cornerstones of finding true success and bettering ourselves from there. Barb, the principles of being able to use a smile to communicate, have you actually practiced those, and what kind of results do you get when you practice utilizing a smile as a communication mechanism when you're out there in the real world?
Well, I smile a lot, so that's just what I normally do. I don't know why. I feel if I'm sad or upset, I still smile. So that's just a social skill I've learned from a long time ago. Never let them see you down, I guess.
Mhm.
And I love doing it, so. But I love the reaction too.
Yeah. Well, smiling is a positive gesture. It brings out the best of us. It expresses some of the best of us. It also raises our level of attraction. And, you know, it's a very effective means of communication. There's a lot of nonverbal communication that's expressed, that's more powerful than just the language that we're using as far as the words that we say. And a smile is things that that has so many good and great connotations, interpretations, and that's pretty much what it's about right there. You know, being able to be attractive to the people that you would like to attract, you know, to do business with you, to grow, to help you develop, to whatever it is that you need to do to get to that next level. So connecting with yourself is right there. So get yourself started with your MVP, connect with your MVP, and think about all of the things that they've been through with you, endured through with you, and, you know, and think about what is this game? If that's your MVP, then you know where is your championship? What is your big goal that you want to accomplish with your MVP? And then just make sure that you get that firm connection between yourself and your MVP, because ultimately, no matter where you're going, the end result is for you to be able to feel that happiness that you feel when you smile, that connection. So have you start your day in a positive way, that connection with that feeling of smiling, that is definitely how you ultimately want to feel when you get to your destination. So just something to put together for you. It's really cool how it all connects. And let's get it started with these affirmations here. So if you don't mind, I'm going to get into five cool affirmations to say each day to get your day started in a positive way. So affirmation number one is, and the reason we say these affirmations is it builds consistency, it builds trust with us in ourselves, connecting with ourselves, and it builds our self-esteem, our morale, and our confidence. And these affirmations are truth. So, you know, they're really good things to feed ourselves. And the most important person to be influenced, of course, quite naturally, is ourselves. So influencing our actions, influencing the way that we feel about ourselves, the way that we think about ourselves, and the strength in our convictions is all great stuff to help us get towards achieving all of our goals. So affirmation number one is, today will be my day. Today will be my day. And Barb, if you could share with us what's so awesome about today in particular, Barb?
Because we have a do-over from yesterday, and we have a chance to make it better than yesterday.
Absolutely, positively. We definitely have a chance to make things better than whatever they were yesterday. And yesterday doesn't matter because yesterday is done. We can't relive yesterday. We only have one day that counts, and that day is always today. So remember, guys, just for your MVP, make sure they're involved in the conversation. It's an awesome thing, especially if you could do it with a smile on your face. Today will be my day. And let's move on to affirmation number two. This is another one that's really great. I am the best me that there is. I am the best me that there is. That affirmation is so awesome. Also, hope you guys have had a chance to say that.
I am the best me that there is.
Yep, with your MVP, and it's really a great thing to remind yourself that, you know, there's only one of you, and, you know, don't beat yourself up over whatever was happening yesterday or what's happened in the past. You know, those days are over. Today is a great day, and today you are the best you that there is, you know, and you have an opportunity today to be a better you than you, the you that there was yesterday. So that's awesome, and it's so positive, and, you know, it puts a smile on my face because it really it helps me to put things into perspective. You know, it puts things into perspective on whose opinion really matters the most about the directions that you need to go for yourself to get where you need to get in life. So it's really an awesome affirmation, and get familiar with that one. Affirmation number three, I am a winner. I am a winner. Another phenomenal affirmation. And Barb, what do you like about this affirmation, I am a winner? What do you like about this one most?
I like that I am a winner and not a loser. So, yes, it's more positive than that other one.
All right. Yeah, so I am a winner. It takes you back to the root of who you are. Like, you actually have already won the game of life. Like, you're here. You're in existence. You know, when you wake up in the morning, are you grateful for the fact that you have woken up, that you have this opportunity just to live, just for life, just the blessing of it all? It's just magnificent, you know. Nobody knows all of the reasons, but for some reason we are here, and we are here with a purpose, and you are a winner. You've already won the game of life. So acknowledging yourself as being a winner, this is also a great affirmation. It reinforces our confidence, self-esteem, and truly connecting with yourself at the root of who you are. You are a winner. That's a reason to smile right there, you know? And that's what this thing is all about, enhancing that positive positive empowerment of being able to control your smile, control how you feel, and control your perspective on what your success truly is, so that you can walk into those shoes very easily at the next level, wherever it is that you're striving to get to. So I am a winner. Affirmation number four, this one is really, really awesome. I love this one. And I want you guys to all join in. Make sure your MVP is involved in the conversation as well, guys. Affirmation number four, I know I can do it. I know I will. I know I
can do
it.
I know I
will.
I know I will.
And that affirmation is so powerful because of the confidence. And the truth of the matter is that it is an absolute truth that you can do it. The mind is a very powerful organ. If you can see it, you can be it. If you can believe it, you can achieve it. And that's really all it breaks down to. So we want to move away from the side of our vocabulary that's negative, where we're saying things like can't, you know, and feeling unempowered, and moving us through positivity to the side of our vocabulary that is empowering. You know, I can, I will, I must, you know I can do it, I know I will, with confidence, with assurity, and connecting with our MVP, making sure that they're involved in this conversation, you know, create that connection, create that pact with your MVP, so to say, to keep them inspired, to keep them motivated, to keep them focused, to keep them on point. And that MVP, my friends, is you. That MVP is you. Your MVP is unique to you. Your MVP is interested in your success exclusively. And without the success of your MVP, all of those around you, you know, they lose out. So make sure that you're getting the most out of your MVP. Make sure you're getting the most out of yourself. Affirmation number five. This is awesome. And for all of those circumstances, all of those situations, you know, we have so many people. Somebody was just telling me the other day, you know, Quiz, there's a lot of CAMXers who are sick right now. And I said, yeah, I know. You know, say prayers with them, prayers for them and whatnot. I wasn't even feeling that my best this weekend. But the truth of the matter is that we are still all blessed and tremendously blessed, in fact. So affirmation number five, this is what one of the things that's just so awesome to confirm in being alive is that God will be with me. He always has been. And he he always will. God will be with
me. God will be with me.
He always has been.
Always has been. And he always will.
Always will be. That's a very positive affirmation to me, and it's personal to me in a lot of ways. But Barb, how do you feel about that final affirmation? Does it reassure you that, you know, regardless of what, everything is going to be okay?
Yes, I just know that if nobody else got me, I got me, and God got me. So. That's reassuring.
Affirmation right there. Affirmation. Absolutely positively. And with that combination right there, you know, it's kind of, you know, it's almost impossible to fail. If you have that combination right there in your corner, I'm going to tell you right now, you're going to do some serious things. You know what I mean? Like, that right there is your top two. That right there alone is your top two. You know? Hey, Barb,
yeah.
You know, one of the things I'll also encourage, like, in business, they always get your top two. You know, get your top two, the people who are willing to work the hardest, right? I mean, I'm going to share this with you guys. Maybe this is a little, you know, extra little gem going into the program today. But, you know, if you're going to go out there in business, like, you know, as far as, like, independent business owner or whatever, you know, regardless of how you do it, even if what I'm doing my stuff I do out there, independent contracting with CenturyLink, but if you're going to build your little business, you want to start with your top two. Your top two are the people who are willing to work the hardest. It might take you a little while to find your top two. You might even go through a bunch of people, but you want to, you know, make sure you get yourself your little top two. And when you get your top two, those are the two people who are really willing to work the hardest. And when you think about this, that I've just shared here about connecting with your personal MVP, knowing who your personal MVP is, and being intimately connected to your MVP, you know, what they think, how they feel, their opinions, you know what I mean? They're, you know, give them the opportunity that you know that you're appreciative of them, and that MVP for you is always waiting right there before you in a mirror. And what happens, you know, God will be with you. He always has been. He always will be. And just knowing that your MVP and God, they got you. You know, so have confidence. You know, don't give up. don't feel too weak. If you don't feel as though you have what it takes to, you know, really fight or whatever, don't feel too weak. You have just enough. You were created perfectly. God made us all in His image. He's here with you. He always will be. And he loves that person that you see when you get in front of the mirror, you know, regardless what. And that feeling, just that feeling alone of transmitting that one message through a smile is what it's really all about. I want you to think about that great, wonderful feeling that you received when you started your day with a smile, with positivity, with optimism. And then think about this one thing I like to say, which is you can see the glasses half empty or you can see the glasses half full. I'm going to tell you right now, you have more options than that. How dare somebody just give me those options? I will always reserve the right to have more options, because you can also see your glass as abundantly overflowing. And why drink from a glass when you could drink from a chalice, like a king and a queen in a palace? Why drink from a chalice with an overflowing chalice when you could bask beneath a waterfall of abundance? I mean, abundance. That is a better perception. It's a stronger perception, and it leads towards a stronger positioning than just, hey, I see the glass is half empty, or I see my glass is half full, you know. Half full means you only half-heartedly, you know, believe you could have a full glass. Why would I want a half a glass when I could have a full glass, like from a drink? Might as well. You know what I mean? What happens if I get, why do I need to get additional servings when I could have all the servings I need right here in front of me? You know what I mean? So why would you want to see your glasses half full when your glass is actually full? All you have to do is just ask for your glass to be full and make sure that you're reaching for a full glass. You know what I mean? And that's pretty much it. You know, get all that you need, or more. You never know. You need more. So I need my glass overflowing. I need more, because you never know what's going to happen in the future. You probably need more. So, you know, but everything you need is right there within you, and all it becomes is a matter of taking a step towards getting the most out of yourself. So that's pretty much it in a nutshell. That hopefully that makes some simple sense. Were you able to follow that one right there, Barb?
Yes.
All right, cool. Well, listen, this morning I wanted to move along here. I want to make sure that we all have the four keys of success. These keys are pretty awesome. They're essential. I believe that life has a rhythm. You know, I believe that, you know, we operate in a sphere that's based off of rhythm, you know, sound. We can all hear things and rhythm, you know, timing in the universe and whatnot. So for ourselves, we want to make sure we make the most of our time. Waking up with a purpose is a great, wonderful thing to do. Become more consistent. Make sure that we're getting up early, you know, for ourselves, giving ourselves the proper time to look into ourselves and get the most out of ourselves, encourage ourselves, inspire ourselves, motivate ourselves, pat ourselves on the back and celebrate ourselves for being who we are and making sure we feel good about the person that really matters most to us, and that is that MVP of ours. And then after that, what's left to do? What's left to do? That's right. Remember that we need to be able to smile. We want to be able to control that feeling. We want to make sure we have it for ourselves so we can give it to ourselves, give it to others, and hold on to some of that for times when we're going to need it later on in the day. But we definitely want to be that person that's progressively moving and bettering ourselves and stepping to that next level, that next height for ourselves. You know, taking another step on that step ladder of success, taking another step up on that and getting a little bit more out of ourselves the next day than we got out of ourselves the last day perhaps. And that happens through goals and being goal-oriented, making sure that we're actually accomplishing goals, being in execution mode and things of that nature. And so all of this stuff is what we want to physically now direct our attention towards. So right now I'm going to talk about the four keys to success. And no matter what it is that we are attempting to accomplish, which direction that we're attempting to go or pushing forward for, what physical manifestation that we personally are looking to achieve, it's going to come a point where our actions are really what it's all about. Our actions are really what it's all about. So these four keys to success are awesome. They break everything down pretty simply. Everything is really, really good order for you guys all to understand and follow. Once you comprehend this philosophical, once this transmits to you and you really grasp this concept and connect it to you personally, intimately, make it part of your own personal philosophy, make it part of your mantra, make it part of your driving force, really come to understand that this is really what it's all about, and then push forward from there to shape and create the habits that are required for you to get what you want out of life. Everything else from there becomes, pretty simple. So key to success number one, commitment. Commitment. Commitment, commitment, commitment. Commitment is, oh, man. I'm about to break this one down for you guys, so pay attention, Barb. I hope that you're able to hear. Are you able to hear me clearly, Barb?
Oh, yeah.
All right, good, good. Just wanted to make sure. All right, so commitment is simply making the decision to engage in whatever it is that you're planning on engaging, you know, or your plan of engagement, whatever your cause of action is, your plan for action is. Your commitment is just basically making that decision that that's what you're going to do and sticking to it, not a loose decision. It's like, oh, I'm going to do this, but actually make a decision that you're going to actually do it. And you're going to just, you know, you're going to do it and you're going to do what's required to get where you need to get. Make that commitment. Make that commitment to yourself. Connecting with your MVP makes it easier for you to make commitments because you know exactly who to make the commitment with. The person that's the most influential in your life is indeed your MVP. So regardless of what anybody else feels, your MVP, how they feel about what it is that you want to do is really the most important. If it feels like something that you really need to do or address, and it has a great, you know, if there's a feeling that's stimulated there, then why not give it a shot? Why not give it a try? Give yourself a shot. Give yourself a try. Start with your commitment. Make the commitment to yourself. Key to success number two, consistency. Nothing is accomplished without actual action. There has to be some sort of task. There has to be something that is being done. And the action, the actions that are consistent, the things that we do physically with regularity, on schedule, with routine, these actions are what do produce results. So consistency, like I've said before, is a person that you'll see jogging in your neighborhood, and you see them jogging every single day. You know, you don't have to ask them about their commitment. You can see it through their consistency. So consistency is shown through actions, regular, repeated, with routine actions, small incremental steps nonetheless. This is part of success. This is what manifests that actual physical success that one is seeking for. So consistency will get it done regardless, all of the time. And let's go for key to success number three, drive. Drive is not Barb with the key to her car inside of her family van, right? That's not the drive I'm talking about, God. Right? Drive
and that's
is,
what I'm on a drive
to. Drive is a combination of your inspiration, your motivation, a little bit of your pain, probably a lot of your pain, and your passion. You know, if it's passionate to you, if you're passionate about it, like our family, we're passionate about our family. We definitely want better for our family. We want better for ourselves. We want better for, you know, our pockets, our budget. You know, there are a lot of things that we want better for. When it becomes passionate to us, you know, things that we're really highly inspired and motivated about, or things that are our pain, things that really our pain can motivate us to go do great things. You know, like I've spoken about in the middle of Christmas, having a sign with your, you know, having your family in the middle of, like, you know, some blizzard somewhere with a sign that says, I need, you know, can you spare some change to eat, and putting that on your refrigerator is a very dramatic photo statement to remind a person that may remind a person or trigger a person that, yeah, well, I've committed to doing this workout or whatever. I've committed to doing, you know, this, I don't know, you know, there are a lot of people who have physical resolutions that they've made that they break them because they lose motivation or interest. Well, you know, understanding that your pain is a wonderful motivational force. The things that we seriously, genuinely do not want to see for ourselves that really will remind us that what we're doing this all for. And when we're connected intimately with something where we can't sleep at night or we're waking up early thinking about it, then that means it's probably part of your drive. And let that be part of your drive. Let it motivate you and let it inspire you. And your drive is what will push you through to those days where you really genuinely feel as though you do not have the energy to be consistent. More so than the energy is the mindset. It's mind over matter. So drive. Drive is intimate. And once it's embedded into your mind, into your spirit, let that motivate you and push you forward. And when you're down and out and you feel like you don't have any more in the tank, you know, go through these four keys of success: commitment, consistency, drive, and the last one, determination. Determination is the mindset of completion. Execution is worship, and we have to be in the execution mode. That's the way we're going to be able to succeed and excel at anything. We have to be in execution mode. We want to be in execution mode for ourselves to get the most out of ourselves. We want to execute and be goal-oriented and making sure that we're accomplishing these small little things for ourselves daily and in the routine and habit of working on these things daily. And this is where all of the tremendous success that we're looking for, this is where it all comes from and emanates from. So we can walk in just this simple model and easily step into our own personal success if we just connect with this intimately on a personal level, because it's going to have to take some energy and some effort on our behalf to get to that next level. That if you want tangible results for your next level, it's going to have to take tangible action. And we can't keep doing the same thing and expecting to get different results. So the energy and effort, I would say, is best placed into ourselves. It's an investment. And we want to create greater equity for ourselves and greater value with ourselves, greater feelings about ourselves, greater expectations for ourselves, greater execution for ourselves, much greater consistency for ourselves, and something that we can sustain for ourselves by being intimately connected to it. So when it comes down to commitment, consistency, drive, and determination, I want to be intimately connected to this in principle, in philosophy, and in action. So what I'm going to do right now is I'm going to get down with a couple of feet of floor space. I'm going to get down and do some exercise. I would encourage you to think about something physical that you'd like to do. And this is how we can connect. We want to know what success feels like, smells like, tastes like, sweats like. We want to know what it feels like and what is so great about being alive. And this is the part that really inspires me, has inspired many others out there. And it's actually really, really good because it helps to strengthen us and connect us at the same time with a wonderful mantra that I use to push through and persevere through all kinds of adversities, especially when things get difficult and times when you have to push a little bit harder. This is great stuff. So connect yourselves with some physical activity, whether it's, you know, jogging in place, walking around your coffee table, doing arm curls, trunk twists, you know, whatever it is. Somebody's doing maybe some jumping jacks. You know, somebody's doing, I think Barb used to do squats. Somebody else out there might be doing some push-ups, some sit-ups, some chin-ups. And if you got doctor's orders against doing physical activities, you know what I say, you might want to do some grin-ups. Right? Grin-ups are awesome. But feel free to follow along with the rhythm. Connect with this rhythm. You can implement this at any given time. It's a wonderful mantra that I use, and I'm about to get into it. So, Barb, you ready for me to drop down and get it cracking?
Yes.
All right now, Barb. You're supposed to give me a countdown or something there, but that's okay, though. I'll give it to the people.
I'm sorry. One.
No, it's all good. All right, so, guys, right now I'm going to give you a customary countdown, four count, then we'll get this thing started. So uno, dos, tres, cuatro. Here we go. Commitment.
Consistency.
Drive.
Determination.
Commitment.
Consistency.
Drive. Determination. That's the commitment.
Commitment.
Consistency.
Drive.
Determination. That's the commitment.
Commitment.
Consistency.
Drive.
Determination. There you go. Commitment.
Consistency.
Drive. Determination. Keep on pushing. Commitment.
Commitment.
Consistency. Drive.
Determination.
Commitment. Consistency.
Drive.
Determination. Make that commitment. Consistency.
Drive.
Determination. Be consistent. Commitment. Consistency. Drive. Determination.
Woo!
All right. Great job, guys. Great job. Fantastic. If not phenomenal. How you feel about that one right there, Bob?
I feel great about my grin ups.
Excellent. Excellent. Grin-ups are awesome. Greatest exercise ever created on the face of the planet. All right, warning, when you do grin-ups, your face may actually get stuck like that. But, guys,
I think it's like that.
Oh, man, awesome. It couldn't hurt. It could only help. All right, so, guys, put your hand to your chest. If you feel that energy rushing through your heart right there, that blood racing, that is that commitment. That is that consistency. That is that drive. That is that determination. And you feel that warmth. That's that love. That's that appreciation. That love and appreciation and that gratitude just for being alive, just for having this opportunity at today. It's a blessing in and of itself. And it's one of the greatest things about being alive and, you know, waking up and connecting with our purpose and our MVP. So, guys, I hope you gained some value out of this. And I hope that you take this positive energy, utilize it with enthusiastic momentum, carry it with you throughout the entire course of your day. And remember that. Keep that smile on your face like it won't go away. All right, guys. Take care. Barb, how'd you like the program this morning on a scale of 1 to 10?
12.
well, get out of here. I didn't even think that was the greatest show. Awesome. Well, always love having you on the program. So, guys, thanks for joining us on the WKMX Positive Power Meeting. Remember, tomorrow, same bad channel, same bad time. You can find us you can find the link on my Facebook channel, and, you know, you can also find it, I think it posts on Twitter as well. So look for me either of those, please. All right, y'all, take care. Love, peace, chicken grease. Catch you on the next Positive Power Meeting tomorrow morning.
Righty, bye-bye.